He's the one they always talk about, the name that's always thrown around. He's the best that's ever held a steering wheel. With his straw hat, feather, cowboy crown, he's the king of going round and round. If you're out front, he's nipping at your heels. And for all the races that he's won, all the tires he must have spun, it's no wonder folks still go on about it. But 26 laps in the spring of 1960, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. Well, I held him off through every turn. My tires were bald, my brakes were burned. I took everything old 21 could give. He was coming up the inside fast. I knew he was gonna try to pass, so I got down low and I kept there behind me. Till the final time around turn four, he finally got me door to door, and that paper clip turned into a drag race. But 6 laps in the spring of 1960, he was right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. For the number 43, I could be king. Well, I drove it like a demon on that final death wish drag. I know I almost had
I mean, really, you should play Telecaster on a NASCAR song. And drink Miller Lite.
I drove it like a demon on that final death wish drag. And I know I almost had it. Till we crossed that checkered flag, he was behind me, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. Well, I crossed the line in second place the day Petty won his second race. Since then, he's won 198 more. I like to think I did pretty well. Racing tight gave him hell, but he probably don't think about me anymore. Sometimes at night I still dream, still hear those pistons scream, and I can still see that Petty blue. I'm crossing the line in the spring of 1960. Right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. Yeah, 26 laps in the spring of 1960.
Thanks, y'all. I tell you what, I'm gonna unplug my acoustic guitar from the thing here, and let's see if we can get some monitors.
So, how about our pace car for that song, Miss Megan Jane?
It's unplugged. It's still doing it.
You guys know what? So this morning, Megan Jane and I woke up, and our hair looked the same. And then she had some of that Sugarland moonshine, and it freed the fro. Like it just freed the fro. It's great. It's great. We love her. So Sugarlands. Yeah, shout out. Shout out to Sugarlands. But if you're not into moonshine, maybe you're into whiskey. And we got a song about learning to drink whiskey. Because it's something everybody should do once in their life. I mean, no, you should learn once, which if you learn once, it takes a lot of practice, right?
We're getting really good.
I'm thinking about going out for the team. Not really sure where we would compete, but I could put like patches and stuff on my romper. Like it would be, you know, yeah. It's about learning to drink whiskey. You can do a drunk waltz to this if you'd like.